Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should stay the course and ignore competitors. This came up because you and I were discussing this topic recently as we watched some of the people in our industry. You know, you and I produce products for WordPress. We also create courses for people to learn. And, you know, it's always smart to keep an eye on what successful people are doing, because you may want to implement what they are doing in your business, but it doesn't necessarily always mean that you should implement it. So that's kind of what we want to discuss today and kind of bring this topic to forefront.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a good example of this is Apple. And I've mentioned Apple. I'm an Apple fanboy and proud of it. And, you know, they don't always copy their competitors. You know, people will be like, oh, they still don't have this feature yet. And, you know, they'll eventually add it, but they'll add it when they think that it's right for their customers and for their product, not just because a customer added a feature or whatever. And so, you know, they kind of do their own thing. They always have, you know, that's kind of in their blood, is they think different. And so I think you can kind of take that principle and apply it to really any type of business, whether you're a product business, a digital info product business, a service business. Like you said, David, you don't want to ignore your competitors completely and be oblivious, but you want to kind of stay the course. And, you know, you have goals in mind and things you want to do, and you shouldn't let competitors rattle you.
Yeah, I think the most important thing to keep in mind here is do your research. You know, does it look desperate? Does it look like a ploy to just, you know, a last minute change? And I would consider like major changes to what seems to be their strategy, or is it their strategy? So, you know, when you see somebody pivot really quickly right before the launch of something and they add this just amazing, too good to be true bonus, to me, that just screams, hey, nobody's signing up. Let me add some more stuff here to find out if they'll purchase my stuff, you know, and you may end up having to do that kind of stuff, but it's not always necessary just because you see a competitor, for example, doing something like that. You know, doesn't mean that, oh, wow, I need to add this last minute bonus, you know, in there to, you know, sell my, you know, whatever it is that you're selling and stuff, if that makes sense.
Or an example, if you're creating websites locally and you see a local competitor that's, you know, doing a sale and discounting, you know, 50% off all new web projects this month. Well, don't think that just because they're doing it, you have to go do it, because that's actually a terrible idea, discounting your rates. You should never do that. And so, yeah, you want to, you know what, I'm going to charge full price and, you know, that's what I'm worth, rather than letting competitors kind of rattle you and make you kind of do these last minute pivots.
Well, that's kind of the gist of the topic today. That's all I really wanted to discuss. I think the main important thing is do your research. Don't just do things because other people are doing them. Make sure that they are a good fit for you, your brand, your company, and your audience. Because you never want to seem desperate. You always want to, you know, present yourself as a professional. And I think that's it. Tim, anything else to add?
No, that's everything.
Well, I apologize if you're listening to my audio and it's a lot different. I'm actually working remotely. I've got my AirPods on instead of my really nice studio mic and setup. You probably hear some TV background and stuff going on. It's because I'm in a coffee shop. So we didn't want to miss an episode. We wanted to continue bringing value to our listeners. So I apologize for the quality, but the show must go on. Tomorrow, we've got another great topic: why you should use a template install for every new website you create. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.